The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, has condemned in the strongest terms the reported stone-throwing attacks taking place along the N1 highway. Minister Fritz will meet with the Provincial Minister of Transport and Public Works, Bonginkosi Madikizela, to identify urgent solutions to safeguard the N1 from stone-throwing attacks. While stone-throwing, a criminal tactic to rob, carjack, and harm motorists, is typically reported on the N2, there has been a reported increase along the N1. On Saturday at 3 a.m, Carla Itzebeth's car was reportedly pelted with rocks along the N1 near the M5 Coburg turnoff. Last Thursday, Michelle Peterson, a teacher at New Orleans Secondary School, was killed along the N1 near Paul when a brick was thrown at her car by a group of men. Minister Fritz said, "I will arrange an urgent meeting with the Minister of Transport and Public Works, Bonginkosi Madikizela, to address the urgent issue of stone throwing on the N1 highway, particularly over the festive season. I'm further looking to establish a reward for those who successfully report stone throwing." While the attacks which took place on the N1 appear to be isolated incidences, it is of great concern that residents risk having stones thrown through their window whilst driving home or to their places of work, whether on the N1 or on the N2. These attacks are to be condemned in the strongest terms. It is essential that our national highways be safeguarded, as they are key arterials into the city of Cape Town, transporting citizens to work and retail stock to and from our businesses. "No one should feel unsafe when driving," said Minister Fritz. Minister Fritz added, "I further urge residents with any information to immediately come forward and to report such to their local police station or by calling Crimeline on 08600 10111. The DA-led Western Cape government remains committed to using every tool at its disposal to safeguard the Western Cape.